Welcome to another episode of Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelani Makhwangana. Today's guest is someone whose work doesn't just inspire, it shifts trajectories. She is a visionary entrepreneur, an influencer with purpose, and a mentor who has dedicated her gifts to transforming the lives of young people. We are joined today by Thando Ngonzwana, founder of Image Makers Modeling Agency, a platform she built to open doors for less privileged children, giving them access to the fashion and entertainment industry while equipping them with real insider knowledge. Her leadership is grounded in more than a decade of professional experience in the call center world, sharpened by her passion for education, storytelling, and community upliftment. Her impact stretches across Africa through initiatives like A Book in Every Hand, and her mission remains clear: to help others recognize their potential and move boldly towards their dream. Off the runway, she's a basketball lover, a believer in purpose-driven connections, and someone who celebrates transformation in individuals and in communities. This is a conversation you don't want to miss at all. Let's dive in. So I'm not even going to waste your time. Before we get to the heart of your story, I just wanted to warm up a bit. If you could just describe your personality as a weather season, what would it be and why?
My personality?
Yes.
Okay, I am very bubbly. I am out there. Uh-huh. I like trying new things.
Yeah.
I'm a go-getter. I do things before I do something, obviously. But if the Holy Spirit speaks to me and it says jump, I'm going to jump.
Yeah.
They want to pump it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a go-getter.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I put my mind to, that's what I want. I'm going to get it.
Wow. No, Thando, it's very nice to meet you. It's a privilege basically for me. What brings you here is basically what I saw on your socials. I saw that post there that you put up there and said something about speaking life into someone's life, which is basically nice. When I read it, I think and I know that it touched a lot of people, because it also touched me when I read the post. Because when you talk about someone impacting someone's lives, basically you're speaking about a change happening into one person, but it's going to touch other generations to come also. So what was happening in that moment, and how does it connect to the bigger picture of purpose that you are working in?
I basically help people, right? But specifically underprivileged kids.
Okay.
When it comes to modeling.
Mm-hmm.
My LinkedIn is more of expressing myself.
Okay.
I like to play around AI. So whatever I think, I try to put it in my own words.
Okay.
And then it becomes a post.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I draft out what I'm currently thinking, and then it generates in a different way so that people will be able to understand. And who is Thando? Thando is a girl from Charlesville.
Okay.
She be bullied because I was not the prettiest growing up. I was chubby. I always wanted to do modeling, but then my surroundings, people always be like, you'd never fit into modeling because of how I look. I was really chubby. So when I grew up, after high school, I then approached a salon, because Dindwebile, so I approached like 5 salons on Facebook.
Okay.
And this one approached me. It's Esther's Hair Salon. It's like a big salon in South Cape Town. Before it was even big, she was like very small that time.
Yeah.
And I started with her. I just told her, like, I approached her and I said, I want to be a hair model.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And before this whole influencer thing, before everything, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, my mom never even had money. So I live in a suburb, right?
Okay.
But at home, my mom was a single parent of 4 kids. So I was a third born. So I never used to get what I want. My friends and surroundings used to have like weaves and hair. So this was my way of being able to afford a weave, you know, is being a hair.
Yeah.
Fine, it was successful. I was a hair model. At first, my mom didn't trust us, you know.
Okay.
She was like, I don't trust this. But then she accompanied me, went to the shoot, got my first wig.
Okay.
Didn't pay anything.
Okay.
The wig that I'm wearing now, it's for free.
Wow.
So from the shoots, then she converted the salon. She was like, okay, Tando, can we do like Mrs. Esther hair salon?
Okay.
And that's where the interest of pageants came in. I was like, okay. And then she was like, I'm going to give you like the money, everything. Can you just make this happen? I was okay. She trusts me. I've been with her since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when, because I was a very shy girl. So that's where it started, when I had to put myself out there. Because now I remember I'm dealing with underprivileged kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm dealing with kids. They're looking up to me. So I can't tell them how to walk.
Yes.
When I'm scared. You know what I mean? So then it started. I started gaining confidence by just speaking to these girls, giving them life.
Yeah.
But then before that, I was also doing runway modeling.
Okay.
So I think that's where she was like, okay, let's do this, because she would see, because I would go to the salon, she would give me like different wig for maybe that fashion event.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she got an idea like, let's do this. Fine, did it. We did it for 2019 and 2020, but then COVID hit.
Okay.
So we couldn't do it for 2021. But then after COVID, these kids would like always approach me like, Tando, like, and then it just came when God was like, you know what? Why don't you just have your own modeling agency? It's not like I like you don't love modeling. You like you love it. But then I started my own agency. But then I also needed to be different, because
mm-hmm.
I checked out all agencies, right? Checked out how to operate, and I needed to understand if I want to be like a. There's something that's called like a mother agency, where you just teach people how to be. An age, like how to be a model, and then you place them into castings.
Okay.
But then I saw there's a lot of agencies out there, you know, even like pageants.
Yeah.
So I found myself like I'm in the middle of everything, you know what I mean? So I checked the agencies, like the top agencies, like how can I say, have a girl model.
Okay.
There's so many agencies that are like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I had to check the people that currently upcoming agencies. So I had to ask myself, how am I going to be different?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How am I going to stand out?
Mm-hmm.
What I did was, I was like, okay, cool. I'll have an agency, teach them, and get them into castings. Have a contract out. They will then get like 50% from that. But like from the first gig, I get maybe 50%. Moving forward, I'll get 20%. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like that. But it is, I'm not gonna lie, it is not an easy industry. And trying to get sponsors, you know, not easy. Because I need equipment. So I cannot all the time pay out of my own pocket. But I do, because this is what I want for the long run.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's Tando.
So you're just at a mouthful now, né? But I'm just picking a few points. And the first one you just said, "Pai kaleni," né? You talked about being chubby at the beginning. I'm trying to think now. I'm drawing this picture here in my mind, because I'm trying to think of the transition, né? From being chubby and being a model. Like, when's the guy? How did it do it? Like, the transition, was it a smooth transition? Was it how was the experience?
All my life I loved food. I still love food. Then in grade 5, I then started playing basketball.
Okay.
Because I was also being bullied for, you know what I mean? But obviously, I act food wise, because I'm chubby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the quiet one. Like, you know, bullies.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually thankful for it, because now at workplaces, I can spot a bully by far. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was not nice. Then I started playing basketball sports, and I still play basketball. And then I started interacting with people, you know, at basketball. But the whole being chubby started with being bullied, basically, and I needed to change somehow.
Wow. So now what I find interesting, Tando, is that you don't just lead now at work. You also run what you mentioned, a modeling agency. You are mentoring young people, and you manage your own personal development. So now, what, like, how do you carry all these, like, all these roles without losing any sight of who you are as a person or the calling that drives you?
To be honest, I pray about it so much. I just journal everything down. I don't even know how I got through this year, but through God.
Okay.
I would always like just think back about my year and everything, and I'll be like, how did I do this, you know?
Yeah.
But I'll get gigs. Even now, I got a gig. Like, I just get gigs.
Yeah.
Being a judge, being a guest speaker. And that always happens weekends. The weekends, I'm not working a 9-to-5. I'm off. So that's when I get time to dive into what I do. I also have someone that helps me with my agency. But I do journal down everything. And it does get overwhelming.
Yeah.
But remember, you need to be disciplined. Because motivation can die.
Yeah.
But if I think it's just discipline and my surroundings.
Yeah.
What I listen to, what I want to do with myself in the next 2 to 3 years. Like, I always think about those things, but I make sure I journal the things down.
Yeah. I think now when it comes to journaling things down, I see you are more of a organized person. Like, there are expectations, ne? Especially when you are leading multi roles like you are leading now, ne? There are expectations that about that they want from you. So when it comes to balancing roles, it's one thing on its own. So, but leading people is a whole different journey, ne? Because now I want you now to what have been some of the hardest lessons you have learned, ne? About developing people and managing expectations, both as our expectation and other people's expectations from you.
Okay, well, that's a nice question. So what happens is, the difficult part I've had was to basically maintain my reputation.
Okay.
It's remember, there are people that are watching me. Like, there are kids that are watching.
Yeah.
Like, it got to that point where I needed to understand. I'm not going to say I'm perfect.
Yeah.
There was a phase in my life where I used to party. I used to also drink. You know, I used to wear like mini skirts. But then it got to, I had to repent. And the difficult part was, how am I going to be a good influence?
Yes.
Person that God wants me to be. Basically becoming the woman that I've always wanted to become.
Yeah.
Right. But in life, you go through obstacles. But then I had a wake up call. And that was the difficult part, is maintaining being consistent on who I am. I need to be who I don't have to speak who I am. I don't have to not try to be anyone else. Because remember this, I don't even know how I became a leading influencer, but I just became an influencer.
Wow.
So that's where it all started. Like, I was like, oh shit. For example, like at work, the person that I'm trying to portray, or trying for the woman God is wanting me to be, I need to be that woman, and I need to be it consistently.
I
have days off, because if I have days off, mm-hmm. then there's people that are watching me.
Yeah.
You know, so the most difficult part, that was, and the change was good. Yeah, the change is good. And now I'm myself. I'm authentically me. I don't have to change myself for anyone.
Yeah.
People love me for who I am.
Yeah.
Because the moment, not going to be you. You're going to slip one day, and then the facade is going to fall in one.
You are running an agency, né? Think it's image, makers, modeling, agency, né? If I'm calling it correct.
Image.
So now your agency is lifting up young people through confidence, through your opening opportunities for them. And now I want you now to tell us what's the vision behind agency Yako, and how does it reflect to a broader mission of empowerment?
Image Makers is basically image. I shape you.
Okay.
Okay, so basically the mission is to maintain the image. So if you are image and we groom you, we motivate you.
Okay.
I love to motivate people because I'm from a single parent. Mm. I don't know who my dad is, but I didn't turn the other way and tell myself, you know what I mean? So there are certain things that I groom and I make sure that they are impacted. Because there are some kids that stay with umakhulu, with the grandmother.
Yes.
They don't have parents. So for them, it's like, I don't have maybe that big sister or, you know, someone that I can look up to. So yes, Thando. It's Thando. Let's look up to Sister Thando. That's where I'd be like, I'm a natural role model.
Yes.
To these.
Yes.
And how I'm changing their lives. So that's why it comes back to, I need to be consistent on who I am. And this is, I liked when I could go through those experiences of partying. So now I can help someone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost like being, what can I do to help that bully to stop bullying?
Yes.
Or that, girl, that little boy to heal from going to that? Because how did I heal? I can relay that message. It won't heal the same, but I can assist them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, give room for confidence. Because I'm a very confident woman.
Yeah. Wow. Like, okay.
I love motivating people and seeing good in them. So that I basically love grooming people. Like, I love speaking life into people.
Yeah.
As you can see on my LinkedIn.
I see you there. You are really consistent, I must say. When it comes to your post, when it comes to empowering, you are keeping up. So every time I scroll there, something new every day. Every time I scroll there, there's always something new about Thando that is posted there every day. So you are not just a woman. You are keeping up with your words. You are not just saying them. That I can attest of. You are really consistent. And what you are doing, Thando, is very impactful. It's very powerful, né? Because when it comes to you know, the peer pressure, abandonana, and all this sort of stuff that you dealt with when you were a child, like bullying, which is something that is currently happening in our schools, abandonana. So it's basically something a core. Yeah, so if someone that rises just to boost up confidence of young people, it's basically that person needs to be encouraged, like you, the government, the people that are able to help you and fund what you are doing. May God so that those doors can come your way. Yeah, so now as we wrap up now, I want to circle back on impact and purpose. Ne? Is if a young woman listening right now feels stuck or uncertain about her path, what message would you want to leave her with to help her? Like to rise with boldness, rise confidently. What message would you give?
I would ask her to put God first. Yeah, the moment you place God first, you open that Bible, you read that first verse. The verse that I love is Isaiah 45 verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you God is always there before you.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning whatever you do in life, whether you wake up in the morning, whether you're going through the days, whether your life is not going the way you want it to go, God is always there before you. So you need to make that. Yes, you need to play your part, of course, but you need to have that faith that as a mustard seed can move that mountain, that my God is so powerful that he is leading my morning, he's leading my day, he's always there. So now, I need to make sure that you're still in a confidence.
Thank you very much, Tan. Yes. What you're saying now is going to, and then I pray and I believe that it reached the right ear. So that it can bring change. And that brings us to the end of a powerful conversation with Thando Ngonzwana, Her work reminds us that opportunity is not just about talent, it's about access, mentorship, and the courage to build what didn't exist before. From creating a modeling agency that uplifts the overlooked to championing literacy and personal development across Africa, Thando continues to prove what purpose-driven leadership looks like. If her story moved you, challenged you, or sparked a new idea, share this episode with someone who needs it and stay connected with us on Talking Classrooms as we keep exploring the voices and visions shaping the future of education and youth development. Until next time, keep learning, keep creating, and keep investing in the stories that matter. I'm your host, Bulelani Makgwanana. See you in the next episode.